In the first term, I probably would have had to say the building of the community justice campus as a result of comprehensive criminal justice reform, with the number one exhibit down there is the building of the Assessment and Intervention Center, which is designed to keep people out of jail who are struggling with addiction and mental health challenges, or maybe a diagnosed or undiagnosed mental illness. Those people need treatment. They don't need incarceration. And I'm very proud that I hope the revolving door of justice in that regard is being slowed considerably. So in term one, it would probably be our criminal justice reform and the community justice campus. In term two, I think my greatest personal satisfaction has been being given the opportunity to lead this city I love at a time in its history when we have faced challenges that the city has never faced before. Now, I'm a historian, not by trade, but by interest, so I can't say that unequivocally, but I dare say these last 3 or 4 years are among the most difficult. And I'm not talking about just Indianapolis. The world faced challenges that it had never faced before. And I'm proud of the fact that, you know, a lot of people would say, boy, you sure know how to pick them. You picked some of the worst years to be the mayor of this city, and you heard about it, you know. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as the opportunity to help my city at a time when it really needed perhaps more help than it's ever needed before. And I'm not saying I did this alone. I mean, Virginia Kane and the business community and everybody came together at a time when we were dealing not only with the pandemic, but with a racial reckoning brought about by the murder of George Floyd and so many other enormous challenges that our city has had to face. I'm very, very pleased that I was given the great honor of leading our city at that time.